Assalamu alaikum people, welcome back to another episode of Streets to Deen. Assalamu alaikum, akhi.
Wa alaikum salam,
introduce yourself, please.
I'm Sanchez, bro, 23. Get me, bro, man's here, stop. Man's here, bro, app, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. What's your ethnicity? What's your background and stuff?
Filipino, man, straight Filipino, bro, you know what I'm saying? Straight Philippines, bro, 100%, that's in the blood, bro. You know what I mean? No British, no mixing, straight, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
So,
tell us a bit about your childhood, man, like, growing up and stuff.
We want it from the early stages.
As far back as you can take us.
Oh, flipping, obviously, I was born in Philippines. Get me, man came when I was four. Me and Omar J came when we was four. And then, we first lived in Balham, actually, when we first came in South London. We only lived like a year. Then we moved to St. Albans.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you now, we're in St. Albans, went to my first primary school. I forgot the name, but it's like some next park thing, innit? I was a terrorist school, man. I swear that I got kicked out of all primary schools. Literally, I went to like three or four different primary schools. I was just in my freshie ways, like, just not
taking
nothing. Bro, I was fighting, swearing at my teachers in my language. I didn't know how to speak English, bro, innit?
So I was swearing
at them. And like my own language, they were kind of, like, to know their body language, just certain that somebody, they know what I'm wanting it. So I was doing all of that, flipping, teeth shit, you know what I'm saying, teeth and stuff to get me, just fighting, bare stuff, got kicked out of all the schools, and that's when we came all the way to Hemel, you know what I'm saying? That's when I started Eastbrook, but now it's called Maple Grove, joined Eastbrook. And then, but mum told me, well, don't get kicked out of this one, way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, from there, man, I was just doing my thing.
Yeah.
Eastbrook to like year six, then went to JFK.
So, this is now secondary school?
Secondary school, or JFK. Because the young, like, back then wasn't really, I don't really remember that too much of stuff, but when I went to JFK, that's when it escalated, bro. Like, I remember that first year seven, got caught with a knife at school.
Okay.
I don't even know why I ran a knife to school, I just thought it'd be funny. I mean, the man that was just there, you know, playing with it. And then, boom, literally, like my second day, bro, ever, like, being in school, bro, they call my mum, like, yo, like, some brand knife to school. I'm thinking, oh, crap. Like, my man at the time, I'm thinking, it's just a knife. I'm young. You know, the ones there that I didn't know.
How old was you at this time?
I mean, well, how old did you when you start school? Like, I was like, 12? Is that how old you normally start school?
Year seven.
I was 12. Did that, and then went out to school. They had me as a next program. It was a mad thing. Literally, I had to like stay behind school, and like they thought I was mentally ill on the head. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, they put me on pills, ADHD stuff like that. They made me go see therapy. This is all I was 12, bro.
Yeah.
All in my head, I was thinking, I'm normal, fam. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, at 8, still a terror, doing what I do. Year 9, they sent me to desk. Desk, you know what that is, desk?
Nah, I don't know.
It's that school for like bad kids.
Mm.
Do you get me? Because they didn't want to kick me out.
Okay.
Because, like, before, my brother used to pick me up with bare his man, like, literally, like, he'll come in at 10, 20 deep, pick me up from school. Do you know what I'm saying? So the teacher would be like, all that. These lot are picking up my man up. You know, sometimes I remember one time they were all wearing bandanas. I was thinking, why you don't pick me up from school in bandanas? But I don't know what, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? The kids following the bros and that, picking me up. And then I saw me what they said to me, they're like, we don't want to kick you out because they were going to kick me out. Because I literally threw a chair at some teachers there, literally busted there, like, shoom, Mr. Geography, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. It's a bit of a madman, but threw it and busted it, and then they were going to kick me out. But then they were like, oh, now we always see you get picked up with like 10, 20 different people. Like, they said to me basically, without saying it, we don't want you joining no gangs.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to say it because obviously, you're a kid, you get brainwashed easily, fam. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, boom. And they're like, cool, give me a second chance. You're gonna go flipping desk. What's up, desk? Still didn't change nothing. You get me? I was still doing what I do. Then, like, 6 weeks later, I came back to school. And I don't know, like, I just kind of calmed down now. I was just like, feeling me bored, literally, man. I started going to year 10, year 11, I started focusing and whatnot. And that was it, chilling for me. It's like secondary school times. I was just, well, I remember flip and all, man. I was shooting through like school as well. Literally, hella stuff, bro. What if I could get my hands on them?
So for those who don't know what shotting is, like, explain what that is.
Shotting is basically you're a doctor, but not a prescribed doctor. Do you get me? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're selling what they don't sell. You're selling what's not available in stores. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of them ones. I was selling that. I remember I'd be cutting out the in that second, you know, is it second, third period? I'll cut out, then go to the toilet. I must have hit that. One time I must have hit that. 5, 6. Came back to class here with that bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me being in year 9, I'm thinking, yo, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, all the time, obviously, it's had our money in that, but, you know, at the time, you're gassed, bro. Imagine being like, what, 14 year old kid with a bill, just made it to school in like, what, 10 minutes? You know what I'm saying? So you just, bro, mad.
So this was like stuff going on in school, outside the school.
Bro, outside of school was a different story. If I told you how much that I got up to, and I don't really talk about it too tough, man. Obviously, you know what I'm saying, I'm older, I don't really reflect, you know what I'm trying to say. But we've done some madnesses like after school. I mean, one time, oh, this is crazy, bro. Flipping, I was like, year 10. We must have done some next one that. Literally, went to this youth show, I'd beat his door off, to everything that we could find. And I was doing it in my school clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? That JFA clothes and whatnot. But I obviously didn't get caught, so I'm saying, you know, don't do them things there. That was a bit mad. But outside of school, bro, it was different, bro. Because you had no guidance in school, bro.
Yeah.
But you had guidance in school, but you didn't have, as soon as you leave them gates, there's no guidance, bro. You're with the man then. You know what I'm trying to say? You were the guys, you were the men then. You're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So obviously we were just doing what we do. Like, shorting, doing this, doing that. Just anything we can do really, but it was just all like in a negative way from
me. Yeah.
Obviously at the time I didn't know, but, you know, I had a feeling it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what would you say actually led you to Islam?
Islam and that. But you know what it is? Like I told the big bro, when I called him that day, I was like, bro, I was just doing so much random stuff here. Like, I remember at the time, obviously, at the time, and no, I did not tell Muslim for no girl, fam. Nah, fam, we're not weak like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But she was telling me, like, yo, like, this is random stuff. But obviously, it's all from back in the day. I've known this one all my life, bro, you know what I'm trying to say? So I know what, bro. The man, every time I see him, I'm like, yo, do this, do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is random stuff. So it was always in my mind. So obviously, this girl at the time I was seeing, you know what I'm saying? Like what I was doing, what she saw me doing my stuff.
Was she Muslim?
She was Muslim. She was. Mm-hmm. But like, she whispered, she see me hit dots, she see me make money on a spot just like that. I was taking the stuff from me. She's seen that, but you know what I'm saying? But straps and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should. Can I say that?
Speak your truth.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm saying strike, like, it's real life, not land, bro. No, I'm saying strike me down from land, bro, not land. See me with strike, see me with peas that I made on the roads. You know what I'm trying to say? And then obviously she talked some sense into me, but not like that like, I want to hear of. Like, well, you're young, you're getting it a little bit. You don't want to hear nothing, so you're like, well, whatever, man. But at the same time, I was taking it in.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just like going this ear and going to that ear. You know what I'm saying? It would literally sink in. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I wouldn't tell nobody, I would sit there and think about it, like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't rap in a way, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
This ain't rap. And obviously I've done my research in Islam as well, like obviously over the years, I've known you for years, you know what I'm trying to say, you've taught your sense to me, big boys, he's taught the sense to me. Everything just started coming in, fam, and it was one night, it was on Eid last year, I think 2019. I was just staring at some light, I was awake, it was like 2 in the morning, I don't know, like, I wasn't tired, I wasn't nuts, I was energetic. And that's what I was thinking of, all the madness that I'd done, I was thinking, you know what, bro, this changes, man. I want paradise, bro. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm tired. Paradise, like, it wasn't about no chick, no nothing like that, like, if it was, I'd tell you the truth right now. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, why none of that? Because I know I ain't been with the thing forever, but it's not moving forever.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, so it's just one of them ones, like, bro, like, you know what, bro, I'm a paradise, I'm gonna try to do good, and try to do all of this. So I just, everything came in, I made that phone call that, bro, I'm ready. It took a couple of years, but alhamdulillah, we're here.
How long have you been hosting for now?
Oh, since like 2020, bro, I think. Yeah.
Just over a year.
Yeah, just over a year, bro. And not a lie, when I turned in, bro, I felt some changes, man. I swear down, I felt some changes, bro. It felt good. Like, you know that little thing on your body?
Yeah.
You're like, bro, like, got the shivers, man. You know what I'm saying? After I took my shower, I was like, yo, like,
this is crazy. So, how did your family take you when you became a son?
Bro, you know what it is? My bro, he was like, yo, yo, man. You get me?
Your older brother.
Yeah, my older brother. Okay. He knows more than me, bro. I swear down, bro. He's on that, but you're old man, I can't stop you, bro. If that's what you're for, that's what you're for, bro. You know what I'm trying to say? But yeah, he was calm with it. But my mum, because hey, bro, my mum, bro, she tested the water, but I'm not gonna lie, bro. Not gonna lie, but I told you what she done, cuz it was a mad thing.
She didn't take it too well.
The first day, nah, bro, I couldn't be around that. Like, I couldn't be near her, bro. I swear down. I couldn't be near her, because obviously. Like, I told her, I'm like, bro, she didn't even ask me why it's wrong, fam. I told her, like, it was a paradise and stuff like this, and you know what I'm saying? I tried giving her, cause even though I don't know that much, I'm still new to Islam and that, but she, like, kind of stood me, because she, I knew more about Islam than being a Catholic, bro. I've been a Catholic nearly all my life.
Yeah.
And I know about Islam, like, more than that. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
But she kind of, like, you know what? If this is what you want to do, it's what you want to do. And the other day, she said to me, you can buy it the other day.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
So warm into
Yeah, man. But my other family members, this is, might be the first time they know, but they don't know nothing, bro.
Okay.
So they're gonna do 3 days, maybe they watch it, but you know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing. Because obviously they're still a bit into two mans.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Guiding to the truth, man. That's what I'm gonna say.
100.
How would you say Islam has changed your life?
Many ways, bro. Many ways, bro. Like, I'm just more focused, man. I've dropped all the negative stuff. You know what I'm trying to say? That I've dropped all that hustling on the sidelines, gave that up, and just, I don't think as negative as I used to. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't think as, like, you know what, I want to do my man up. Like, the other day, some I don't know about some guy just, bro, all that talking, I said, you know what, it ain't even worth it. Oh, I'm bored, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, before, I'd be thinking, bro, that, like, dude, no, I'm not right now, man, but it's just, it's changed the way that I think. On a bigger scale still, it's changed the way that I think.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm more like, in a way, I'm more focused, you know. I'm more like, I just want to do it the proper way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? Right. Yeah, man. It's great. Like, it falls good in my heart as well, you know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah. It feels good, man. Alhamdulillah.
So what would you say your relationship with God or Allah is at the moment?
He understands me. He understands me, you know, since I pray every day. Mm-hmm. I talk to him, alhamdulillah, I talk to him every day, like, bro, I'm not even joking, I'm not even capping for the cameras, bro. I talk to him every day, I'm like, awesome, oh, Adam, like, yo, I'm trying, like, just guide me. Also, I need the guidance.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect, like, I still do what I do sometimes, but it's like, more time when I do it, I'm thinking about it. So that's how I think how he's talking to me is through my conscience, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I told her every day, like, I'm trying, all I need is just the guidance, guide me through the better ways, just keep all the negative energy away from me, just give me that road, fam, you know what I'm trying to say? Give me the max, like Google Max, like direct me, fam, just,
yeah, man,
I feel like, he knows, innit, he knows that I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? He knows I'm trying, man, 100%, he knows.
So, have you got any advice to anybody who doesn't know anything about Islam? Like, what advice would you give them?
You know, bro,
what misconceptions can you carry?
Don't judge them, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge us, you get me? Don't judge religion because of what you see on the TV. More than the stuff that you see on TV ain't even real, bro. You know what I'm trying to say? It's all made up, man. That's how I used to think, because when I would, like, read or watch the news, like, yo, there's a woman, where it's not the case, bro. It's different. That's how they think. No, like, bro, the rest of us don't think like that. I'm trying to say, like, bro, I swear down that, like, you just gotta follow what you want to follow, man, but at the same time, don't be judging. And then don't, you know what I'm saying, that, like, don't look at the stereotypes and think everybody's that. Get what I'm trying to say? Because, bro, man, I'm telling you, bro, it's all different, bro. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And then for the advice I'll give, bro, is do your research, and then, you know what I'm saying, when you feel ready for your heart, go for it, you know what I'm trying to say? No one's forced you to do the thing, but at the same time, what I'd say is the biggest thing is the judge of it, man. Everybody judges, so just don't judge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just one of them ones. That's my advice, really. Just keep doing what you're doing, and then, yeah, man, push all that negative stuff out of the way, bro. It's not worth it, bro. That stuff kills your brain cells, man. Moving my thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like them one, bro. You know what I mean?
Jazakallah. Man, I said, appreciate it, man.
Every time, man. Yeah. We'll take the full story, but that's what it's done, man. Get me?
We'll get part two.
You know what I'm saying? Inshallah, have a little narrative, you know what I mean?
Alright, salam alaikum, my bro.
Lay us all up, man. Get me? Every time, bro.